Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order at 7 o'clock. We just returned from closed session where we discussed public employee discipline and board meeting invocations and amendment to superintendent's contract. Let's rise now and have an invocation. Is there anyone in the community that would like to offer an invocation? Okay, I will go ahead and offer one. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're grateful that we can gather here as the West Community Unified School District Board of Trustees. We're grateful for the opportunity to serve and grateful for the teachers and the staff and the students, and we ask a blessing upon them and upon this meeting that it will be a productive one. In this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Here.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Mrs.
Here.
Mrs. Here.
Here. Here.
We did take some action in closed session. In closed session, the board took action pursuant to Education Code Section 44954 to notify 31 temporary certificated teachers of the district's decision to release the employees at the conclusion of the current school year. The vote was 5-0. And in closed session, the board took action pursuant to Education Code Section 44929.21 to notify 11 probationary certificated teachers of the district decision to release the employees at the conclusion of the school year. The vote was 5-0. And we're at presentations, Monta Vista Professional Development Plan.
Good evening, Board of Education, Mrs. Miranda Jimenez, and Mrs. Castillo.
Hi.
Thank you for inviting me tonight to present Monta Vista's professional development plan to support student achievement. I'd also like to thank my fearless teachers and staff and parents for braving the inclement weather and attending tonight's meeting. Thank you. Oh, sorry, yellow folder.
Oh.
Yellow folder, my apologies.
Fancy.
At Monta Vista Elementary, we believe in educating the whole child and preparing them for success with 21st century skills, curriculum, and practices. Last year, Monta Vista had a 9-point gain in API. Our school-wide API has increased 37 points over the past 4 years. All of our significant subgroups have made gains over the years, with our special education group making the most gains with a 66-point increase. We recognize these are achievement gaps between school-wide and our subgroups. We chose to put students with disabilities on this slide, even though they are not a significant subgroup for us, because we are monitoring their progress. Our goal is to exceed the federal slide that has not entered the. You have it in your packets. Mm-hmm. I'm going to speak to the ELA slide right now. Excuse me. Our goal is to exceed the federal requirement for proficiency in English language arts. While we have made growth in the past 4 years, we realize we need to accelerate student achievement in English language arts. I will go into details about how we will do this later on in my presentation. Next, we'll go into the math slide. I apologize to the audience. No matter how many times you check, that sometimes technology doesn't always seem to work. Apologize, board members. You do have the correct slides in your packet. Our math proficiency has also made gains. In the past 4 years, we have had significant growth in math. We are particularly proud of our special education students who have increased their overall proficiency by 9.3%. Now we're on the correct slide. Monta Vista teachers have high expectations for student achievement. Our teaching practices are innovative and engaging. We are particularly proud of the technology in classrooms which supports student achievement and engagement. We are implementing research-based strategies in daily lessons in support of our differentiation goal. This ensures all our students, such as our GATE, special ed, and all significant subgroups, are receiving appropriate remediation and or enrichment in their learning. We use a wide variety of data. Benchmarks are a particularly valuable source of information which can be easily accessed by all our teachers. We regularly examine the data in detail to make informed decisions for all our students. Monta Vista has taken a closer look at student writing. Our Step Up to Writing program focuses on alignment to standards and showing grade level rigor in the student sample. Most importantly, Monta Vista is focused on the whole child. Monta Vista teachers are also focused on achievement. My teachers collaborate regularly, and not just on Wednesdays. They are committed to the success of our students. Each new piece of data allows me to prepare my teachers with the training needed to best support our students. Later, I will present the details of our professional development. New to Monta Vista this year is Focused Intervention, one of several intervention programs. Students impacted by this focused intervention have shown remarkable gains in achievement. At Monta Vista, we teach the whole child academically, physically, mentally, socially, and emotionally. Monta Vista teachers are excited to be receiving an ELMO document camera in every classroom. The ELMOs, along with every teacher's projection machine, have limitless boundaries for engagement. This technology allows students immeasurable abilities to seek information and handle it at their fingertips. This team of professionals works tirelessly at mainstreaming students back into regular education. READ 180 and System 44 are continuing to be implemented by our special education teachers and students with success. Mainstream students as well as SDC students participate in the program every day. The focus intervention has improved our student intervention team. Students receive modifications, new strategies, and implications in a highly structured environment where students are monitored regularly. Here, I have listed our professional development plan in detail. In August, we analyzed the CST data which set our goals for the year. This analysis precluded the need to reorganize our instructional practices. Next, teachers were provided training in how to use School City. In September, teachers were trained in the use of the technology piece in our science adoption. I invited a science representative out to train us in using the technology piece in our science program. October was a very busy month. As reading is directly linked to student achievement, Monta Vista decided to implement a school-wide reading program through the use of Accelerated Reader supported by Renaissance Place. During the next training in October, I invited a representative from Standards Plus out to train us in the next steps to program implementation. I also provided initial training on closing the achievement gap and how it would impact our students who are most at risk of not meeting grade level standards. Later, in October, the first benchmarks became available in School City, and we again examined useful reports. Data is always an important precursor in our professional development. In November, my special education teachers were trained in READ 180. They continue to receive regular support on-site with access to a representative who provides training within their own classrooms. We look at reclassifying students when they have met all criteria. The language appraisal team looks carefully at all our students and makes well-informed decisions based on the data. For the remainder of the year, we will have a follow-up to yesterday's training in Explicit Direct Instruction, or EDI. We will look at student engagement and checking for understanding strategies. Next, we will continue to focus on writing. We will look at aligning our rubrics to the standards and writing samples. As this is an implementation year for our math adoption, we will also look closely at the use of manipulatives for our students and supporting teacher needs. And we will continue to regularly examine all our data through the use of School City at regular intervals. Thank you for allowing me to speak tonight.
Hello. I do. I have some questions.
Okay. Ellie?
Thank you. First, I want to thank you for letting me come on campus. I've been on to Monta Vista's campus 3 times already this school year, and the principal was very welcoming, and so was the staff, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I was curious about the progress that's been made thus far to the goals that were set in August, being that we're near a halfway mark. It's in the middle of the school year almost, so I wanted to hear how the progress is going.
Well, in each of those 5 areas, The first one is standards-based teaching practices, which engage students and have a high level of academic rigor. Mm-hmm. That's an ongoing endeavor that we take on religiously every day. Differentiated instruction we've had training in throughout the year. We'll continue to do that in all of our areas. And then data is a piece that is just immeasurable. We have to use that each and every time. Benchmarks come out in the beginning of the year, the CSTs, teacher data. There's plenty of time to review data. The intensive focus on student writing with rigor. Rigor is a huge piece of how we make sure that we stay with our pacing guides, stay on our standards, and finish and prepare them for the CSTs.
I think that was my, I just wanted to see how the current progress was going to it, being that we're at the halfway point, so thank you. And just on a side note, I was very impressed when I went on campus with the principal that she really knows the names of every single one of her students.
Thank you.
Every student. I even quizzed and I tried, and she knows all of them, so that's really impressive for a principal, because it's K through 6. So thank you. Thank you.
Kimmy?
You talked about the focus on grade level collaboration and all data, and you said that was happening just more than on Wednesdays. How else is that incorporated, and what does that look like?
Well, it's not mandated, but my teachers are just so dedicated to every student. You'll catch them. You'll find them before school, on their own time, recess, at lunch, continuously. They eat together. I have grade levels that eat together every day, and you walk in and you hear the high level of expectations, and it's all aligned to standards, and it's just continuous every day. It's very impressive.
You talked about promoting technology as an instructional tool. And did you say ELMO? I wasn't sure exactly what.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
the
can you tell me what that acronym stands for then, I'm assuming?
I believe ELMO, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe is the maker of the document camera.
Okay.
So it just is ELMO. And
what is it? I don't have a clue what it is.
It's a wonderful piece. Actually, it's in a couple of my kindergarten classrooms right now, so they're ecstatic. It will take the place of an overhead projector. It will blow anything up, whether it be a page in color, the exact, it'll get the grain of the wood as big as you want it. You could hatch an egg. And so instead of having 32 heads right here watching, everyone can see it through the projection machine.
Okay. And it's in all of your classrooms?
It will be. Right now it's in my kindergarten level.
And when do you foresee all of the classrooms having that?
We are using the ARA grant to purchase that, and I'm hoping very shortly.
And can you give me examples? You gave me a kindergarten example, how it may be used in sixth grade.
Certainly. In the sixth grade textbook, one of the social studies books could be placed underneath it, or if somebody brings in a piece that no one else has access to, let's say they want to show, alliteration in a book, and a book is placed that no one else has, the whole class can now see it.
Okay. I believe that those were the only questions I had, except how is differentiation going? And what would it look like for a student that was struggling and a student that was gifted in the same classroom?
That's how our classrooms are set up, so that's a very good question. Thank you. Differentiation is an ongoing tool we use in everyday teaching. We've been doing differentiation now heavily for the past probably year and a half now, and trained in it, and we'll continue to be trained in it. Most of our classes have EL students in it, GATE, RSP, so the differentiation, our teachers have been trained in leveling assignments, in leveling different tasks, different pieces, so all students are engaged at the same time, reaching the same standard, the same objective, but it is not it's reachable by all students, no matter what their level of degree might be.
I didn't get this from your presentation, but from some of the other presentations, it looked like they were really more focused on the lower performing students and bringing them up. And they were starting to implement more things for the GATE students and the higher achieving students by adding supplemental materials. Are you finding the same thing, or would I see even differentiation throughout all, or have you focused more on the lower achieving and you're phasing it in, and eventually all teachers will have the materials available for all students?
I believe differentiation is, at our school, meeting the needs of all of our students, not just our low, medium, or high. And what I mean by that is when an assignment is given, again, it's to the standard, yet the assignment is different for each student. The assignment, again, reaches every level of student, but maybe go into depth for the GATE student, maybe need some clarification for a student who is unable to read at their grade level. You'll see it's almost invisible in the classroom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have a number of, are there any fifth grade students that choose not to stay in the K-6 model and then move on to a middle school?
Yes, sir.
Like
for
you,
various
what's the
reasons.
Yeah, what?
Siblings, mostly it's siblings, very, very few that I am aware
of. So there's one that's in eighth grade or whatever, so they won.
At the same school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Convenience, close to the proximity of where they live would be another reason.
And how many, about?
Very, very few. I became aware of very, I don't think I could count higher than 10.
Is that over a few years or
each
just
year?
6 years?
Probably each year, six-ish, I would say, that I became aware of. Now, they don't always, let us know.
Okay. Cammie?
Out of how many students, how many sixth graders do you have in total?
About 100.
Okay.
Actually, about 96 right now.
So about 10% then.
A little less.
Right. But it could be as high as 10% that are selecting not to stay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Any other questions? Great. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break.